Greetings in Christ the Lord. Overcomers.ca. The Epistle Mysteries, Chapter 86. Mystery Babylon the Great. Vision of America, given February 5th, 2024. This one I was to date. Vision of America, given by the Lord, February 7th, 2024. I've combined both into this. Vision. During the night, an angel of the Lord took me up and carried me away, even unto the throne room in heaven, where the Lord does sit in the splendor of glory. His glory was great, and the Lord was not changed, nor made different, nor seen as having altered himself in any way, but sat upon the throne with the very same purpose he has since time began, before the world was. I saw him wear the robes of royalty upon the throne, as I stood with the angel on the right side of the scene. His face not turned towards me, but looking down upon the earth. The right hand of the Lord was upon the armrest of the throne, as was his left hand. The Lord was not in any stressed or wrathful position, but was in perfect control of all that was under his domain in all the creation. I could see the side of his face and his hairs, which flowed down as a mighty rain of his presence. His eyes were alight with the fire of his person, and he did gaze upon America, even on this day, this night, during this time of great testing. I saw that the Lord was in warfare. Even though he was resting from all his works, he still was in a battle and in battle array, even though he was dressed in the royal purple robes of the King of Glory and of eternal life. I thought to myself that the Lord was in war or in wrath over America due to the constraints they find themselves in at this time. But it was not so. The Lord had no qualms or war or strain against any person or against anybody in America or in the entire world of man. That is not what I saw. Let me repeat that. I thought to myself that the Lord was in war or in wrath over America due to the constraints they find themselves in at this time. But it was not so. The Lord had no qualms or war or strain against any person or against anybody in America or in the entire world of man. That is not what I saw. What I saw was a great red dragon and a beast with many heads and many crowns over the continental United States. The beast had on at least 9 crowns, but the one head of this multi-headed beast was dead, yet dragged about by the beast which had lost its power, except for the power of iniquity men give it when they worship the beast and give the beast glory. The dragon was red and very large, but it too only had power given to it by the iniquity of men. Both the beast and the dragon were over the continental United States, covering internally the land of America, and they were raging about in a circular motion, causing the wrath and ragings of men to be repeated over and over and over again. These two entities caused men to repeat their fallen statures in such a way as to cause men to be bound and broken by such yieldedness to their vile power. The beast and the dragon, as they twirled about over continental USA, intertwined. They were mixed. One part of the dragon here, another part of the beast there. In other visions of the beast and the dragon, they were vaunted up in prideful and in contention against the Lord who does sit upon the throne above. But in this vision, I saw that the Lord upon the throne had them cast down, lowered, and low. They could not even lift their heads up to curse the Lord or to blaspheme his name, but they were tamped down, kept down by his gaze upon them. They could not vaunt themselves up to wage a resistance against the Lord and to consume with their blasphemies any word of God that would go forth to minister salvation and faith to men. These were therefore in a contrite position. Beholding the Lord upon the throne, binding the beast and the dragon, gave me comfort. For I know that nothing could defeat the purpose of the Lord in salvation for mankind. At this point, the Lord called forth a very large angel from behind his throne, a destroying angel. And the Lord sent the angel down unto the beast and the dragon. As the angel came to the beast and the dragon with the sword of power, which was the word of God, both the beast and the dragon were slain. Their dead bodies now lay upon the expanse of continental America, dead from the top of their head to the tip of their tails, dead internally and externally. They were dead, and they lay as corpses upon the ground. As time went by, the beast and the dragon began to rot. Their stench ascended up and filled men with their acrid smell as the flesh and the bones of both rotted in the heat of this hour. As they rotted, the men and the women of America had to walk around the rotting limbs and flesh of these beasts. They had to traverse areas that they did not necessarily understand or know to do, but they had to walk in those areas because of the stench of the rotting flesh. I saw people of every sort and of every nation run up into rotting pieces of the flesh of these. Then because of that, they had to change direction and move in a new direction, away from that which is now putrid and acrid and vile from the past history. Around the rotting limbs, they had to navigate a new course with a renewed purpose. Now it seems strange that spiritual entities would have flesh bodies to rot, but this is typified by the actual demise of the systems of America due to the iniquitous and bad judgments of men who ruled it and who had gone on before, passing America off as a land to be stolen and lauded and made wealthy over, but instead it became filled with the stench of the rotting beast and dragon. As time went by, the stink abated. The sight of the beast and the dragon grew less and less as they dissolved into dust, and men and women began to eventually traverse their footsteps in areas where the flesh once lay rotting. Eventually, over time, the carcasses of these was turned to dust, and men were free to traverse the land again and to function in it and to live in it as they were ordained to. The time came when the winds of the east and the winds of the west blew the dust of the beast and the dragon off of the continent and into the seas, and the land was stayed from the trial of these two entities. Over all of this the Lord sat in full victory and in full splendor upon the throne. His purpose was not abated, nor was his counsel left undone. The salvation he wrought for mankind covered all who who lived in America, even the evil ones. His love and his grace conquered even the hardest heart. The Lord never once lost his stance of ruling over this nation, nor of their place in this present time period prior to the revealing of the kingdom of God and of his overcomers. To the Lord alone be all praise and glory for his great victory which he has accomplished and by which he will bless all souls in all periods of time. And his servants, the overcomers, shall see his face and they shall serve him. Amen. End vision.